بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We beseech Almighty Allah that He may purify us from the dirt of the sins. قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَالْمَيْتَ اللَّهُ We have wronged ourselves. وَإِلَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ وَالْمَيْتَ اللَّهُ If you do not shower your blessings upon us, for sure we will be from those losers. Distinguished listeners and honorable viewers, one of the infallible figures says that أَرْبَعَةٌ فِي الذَّنْبِ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ There are four things that they are worse than committing sins. You may ask me, Shaykh, what is worse than sin? Sin is the worst possible thing. So what can be worse than sin? So distinguished listeners and honorable viewers, the question is that, is it possible that something should be worse than committing sin? There are four things that they can be worse than committing sin. The first is al-istihqar, meaning underestimation of committing sin. He who underestimates sin, he actually does not feel sorry. He does not regret committing sin. He who does not regret committing sin, he will not have the sense, he will not have the feelings to repent to Almighty Allah and to compensate his errors and blunders. So underestimation of sin is worse than committing sin. The second one is al-iftikhar. He who is proud of committing sin. You know that sometimes may some individuals commit mistakes in the private sphere. And he asks Almighty Allah to forgive him. And Almighty Allah indeed will shower his blessings and he will be forgiven. But he who commits sin and then blatantly announces it in the public, and then he says that I am proud of my sins. Of course, his case is different comparing to the first one. Because Almighty Allah will forgive the first. He has done it privately. But he who does it in public, and then he who is not only shameful of his acts, but he is also proud of his sin, Almighty Allah will not forgive him. Because he remains or he has remained proud of his mistakes and sins. So the second thing which is worse than committing sin itself is to be proud of your sin. The third thing which is worse than committing sin is al-istibshar, meaning that you have to be glut. You have to be delighted of committing sin. You know that there are some wicked people who not only feel shy of their sinful acts, but they are glad. They are delighted of their sinful acts. Moreover, they say to the people that if you want to do these bad acts, so these are the instructions that you have to follow. So he who teaches other people committing sin, he who teaches other people how to commit sin, for sure their burden of responsibility is too much than those who only themselves commit sin. The fourth thing which is worse than committing sin is that a person persists and emphasizes on committing mistakes and committing sins. You know that if you do it once, twice, thrice, four times, no problem. But if one persists, if one emphasizes, if one continues committing sins and he does never regret, of course, he will not have a good afterlife. He will not have a good aftermath. Because he who emphasizes and he who does not stop committing sin, he will never find the tawfiq to repent to Almighty Allah. So respected audience and distinguished viewers, We have talked about this, that there are four things which are worse than committing sin. The first is underestimation of sin. The second one is al-iftikhar, to be proud of committing sin. The third was al-istibshar, to be glad and happy of committing sin. And the fourth is al-israr, to emphasize and to persist and insist on committing sin. May Almighty Allah bless us all to be away from all these four things. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.